If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
There has been a disproportionate view of holiness. On the one hand, holiness has been restrictive, constraining, oppressive, and pharisaical. Then as the sword swung after the 1970s into a more liberal, contemporary form of Christianity, we got rid of all the constraints. Okay, so the Christian behavior has just become horrible. So the world responded in this fashion. They backed away and said, all of y'all a bunch of hypocrites. On the one hand, we spoke against homosexuality in the world, right? Okay, but then we put homosexuals in our pulpits. We put them on our organs. As long as they were gifted and able to bring people in, if they were charismatic, if they were, you know, people that could that could stir up a crowd and generate a response, we overlooked their sin. But then when it came to the sins of the practicing homosexual, oh my God, they're going to hell. And we changed our standards. After the 70s, we changed our standards. So holiness went from extremely pharisaical over here to just so liberal that no one can identify it anymore. All right, our pastors 30, 40, 50 years ago walked in holiness, believed the word of God, Jesus Christ is Lord, submitted to those that were in authority over them, and as a result of that, God blessed the work, and then we wound up where everybody's out on their own and nobody wants to submit to anybody. And as a result of that, these individuals are just sleeping with boys, sleeping with members of their churches. It's just horrible. It really is horrible because people have now formed an opinion of pastors and ministers that's contrary to Scripture. And I must confess to you that, you know, when I meet people and they say, well, what do you do for a living? I tell them I'm a history teacher. I really don't tell them I'm a minister because right away they'll draw conclusions that I can't defend. Okay, so what we need to find is a middle. We need to find a middle. And the middle doesn't mean that we live lascivious lives, nor does it mean we try to live perfect lives. It means that we understand that Christianity is an evolutionary work. That you and I are works in progress, but that does not excuse improper behavior. You understand? When the gospel is preached, behavior is identified. In fact, that's why it's called the gospel. The good news is Jesus came to save you, to work with you in the deficiency, so you don't lose hope. When people don't have hope, they just wind up giving up. They don't try anymore. And so what we have to understand is that Paul is trying to say, walk worthy of it, not perfect. God looks at us and he sees we are just dust, all right? But he doesn't make excuses for our behavior. When you find yourself falling in sin, you can't blame someone else for it. It was a choice you made. You wanted to do it. Blame shifting didn't work with Adam. It's not going to work for you. God said, Adam, what did you do? He said, the woman you gave me. Well, he was slick. The woman you gave me, I didn't ask for her. You understand the basic concept of sin? Maybe if you understood sin, you'd see why Jesus prayed the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. There are two results that come out of sin. First of all, is you want to separate yourself from the lordship of God. Sin is literally saying, I don't want God to rule over me, all right? That's what sin's primary definition is. I don't want God to rule over me. The secondary definition is I want to rule over somebody else. If Jesus is not your Lord, then you're going to lord over somebody else. And if you remember going back to the book of Genesis, when God made all of the stuff, he was very intentional to make all the stuff before he made man. In other words, when God made man, man found everything there. So he couldn't take credit for making it. He was given dominion over everything there, but he wasn't given dominion over people. Only God can rule people. And so lordship over people is indicative of sin. It's indicative of sin or some character deficiency. Why do you want to run people? Because you can't run your own life. People who can't run their lives try to run people. That's why we have so many people getting in ministry, because they can't run their own lives, so they try to run people. So Paul says, I'm working with you to try to get Christ in you. But what is this all about? When we go over to Galatians, let's look at Ephesians again. Ephesians chapter 4, listen to what he says. In verse 17 of Ephesians 4, he starts out by giving us something that I consider to be extremely critical to the Christian walk. And I don't want you to lose sight of this. And I'm going to read it to you just a little differently. He says in verse 17, let me say this then, speaking for the Lord, live no longer as the unsaved do, for they are blinded and confused. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that from this moment forward, you don't walk as other Gentiles walk, because their minds are blinded and confused. Don't live like that anymore. What's interesting is when you read this, Paul is giving it to us in a command. It's an imperative. Don't live like other Gentiles who are responding to the darkness of their mind. So who's going to illuminate our mind? Holy Spirit. Jesus said he's going to reveal to you the kingdom. He's going to reveal to you everything God has taught us through his precious Son. And then he says, they have their understanding darkened, and they're alienated from the life of God through ignorance because of the blindness, or better yet, the hardness of their hearts. The hardness has made them blind. Now, as he goes on to verse 19, he says, the King James says, who being past feeling, and what that means, he's saying, they don't care anymore about right or wrong. You can become so anesthetized to the truth of God that you don't care anymore about right or wrong. Just the immediacy of the issue. My husband no longer pleases me. My wife no longer pleases me. So I'm going to go out and get somebody else. And you justify somebody else by saying my spouse doesn't meet my need. I want you to understand, your spouse was not given to you to meet all of your needs. So you need to just stop that right now. My spouse don't meet all my needs. They never will. There's only one person that can meet all your needs, and his name is Jesus. Because truth be told, you don't meet all your spouse's needs. And I'm all right with that. I don't look for Sister Lambert to meet all my needs. I have a need for a level of friendship she can't give me because she's not a male. I don't want to take her out to play paintball. I won't be shooting her with no paintball. She can't meet that bonding need that I have with men. Sometimes I got to be around brothers. I can't go hauling her around. That's not her job. So I'm going to divorce you because you don't want to play paintball. So what? I love history, and my favorite time period is the 17th and 18th century. So I go down to Civil War museums. I don't take her around with me. My wife ain't interested in Ulysses Grant and walking around and looking at bullets from that were found in the field in Gettysburg. I'm going to Gettysburg to the Civil War site. She ain't going. And I don't go to concerts. She loves concerts. I don't go to concerts. I don't have no need to watch people bounce and sing. I did that at the Uptown. I saw the Delphonics. I mean, so what does that mean? Do I divorce her? Do I go find me a woman who likes history? No. It ain't her job. She didn't pledge undying love for me and an eternal connection to do everything I want. Get over it. I'm sick of this mess. Somebody say, oh, Pastor, how do y'all stay married so long? One day at a time. I have no expectations. I just wake up. All right, what's the day going to be? I've been married to this woman 40 years, but I've been married to her. I've had 7 marriages. Only 1 wedding, but 7 marriages. She just said, this marriage is over. Then 15 minutes later, we come back and renew. Because I'm a different person. I'm not the same person she married, and she's not the same person I married. So just get over all this stuff. There's all this breaking up, and you don't do it for me no more. So what? So what? So she don't do it for you. He don't do it for you no more. Stay until you rechange your, till you change your do it. Don't try to change them. Change your do it. That's what the Holy Ghost come to do. He comes to help you make adjustments to life. You're not getting everything you want. So he makes you content with what you get. Pastor, you don't get it. My wife don't cook anymore. Then you cook. She don't make up the bed. Then you make it up. Don't go out and find somebody else because they want to make up your bed and they want to cook. Child, let me tell you something. I'll cook for you every day. Yeah, they all start out that way. Then they wind up boiling your rabbit, stalking you at work, coming to the church and telling everybody where you went, putting their name all on your windshield. Listen, stick with the one you know. Paul teaches us now. He says, let me say this. He said, don't live like the unsaved. Christians are supposed to be different. We don't give up on things simply because things don't go our way. I'm leaving the church because nobody spoke to me. Get over it. Did you speak to anybody? No, Paul said, don't act like that. Throw off that old nature, verse 22. Throw it off. Put it off. Concerning that former lifestyle. Come on, saints. Let's get ourselves together and live biblically. Let's stop playing around.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
This fall, Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church is hosting Friday Night Explosion Services, where you can experience high praise, heartfelt worship, and powerful messages. Join us Friday, September 16th, as Pastor W. Lonnie Herndon of the Church of Christian Compassion delivers an empowering word from the Lord. Services begin at 7 p.m. at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.